Welcome back to the Ripley Recall. This podcast will focus on the people, the mission, and the innovations that make up the citizen soldiers and airmen here in Minnesota. You can follow us through any of your streaming platforms about the latest events and activities of Camp Ripley and the Minnesota National Guard. Yeah, it's a great opportunity here. So we're kind of kicking off this new year with setting up the podcasts and trying to get more communication out there. That's been one of our big priorities, and everything has been the communication and whatnot through the communities and our transparency through all of our neighbors. It's the opportunity for us to be good members of the Central Minnesota community. So I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce Lieutenant Colton Rossow and Staff Sergeant Jordan Newbanks, part of the Public Affairs Office. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us, Mr. Housie.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, it's this is fun. This is a great opportunity, I think, and this will be another way that we can reach out to everybody. So tell me a little bit about what Public Affairs is working on here this next year.
Sure, yeah. So coming into February, we're going to be running into NOREX. I think it's the 52nd NOREX coming up. Yep. And that's the Norwegian Reciprocal Troop Exchange, where we send troops from the Minnesota National Guard to Norway, and they do the same. So they'll send their RRF and their Norwegian youth to come over here and experience kind of the Minnesotan, the connection between Minnesotan and Norwegian culture, and also see how our military operates and kind of, you know, have that allied partnership that we've been continuing for over 50 years.
Well, I think it's a super cool opportunity because I don't know a lot of other state partnerships that have had such a long longevity with their partnerships. I mean, 52 years is a long time to be like, hey, you guys come here for 52 years, we'll send people there for 52 years. It's pretty unheard of.
It is. It's actually been one of the longest continuously running exchanges in the Department of Defense. So, I mean, that's all the branches included. It's one of our opportunities, and it's the connection that we have with the Scandinavian culture, but it is one of the opportunities that we have to work with one of our allies and understand that relationship, whether we're at home or overseas.
No, I think that's super cool. And then, Sergeant Newbanks, what really goes into this event? Because I know you've been doing a lot of planning with it lately. What are some of the big key events that happen? And also, what can you tell us about just the exchanges that you have with these Norwegians?
Sure. Yeah. So I guess my first exchange I ever had with the Norwegian exchange was the 49th annual NOREX, and I went to Norway and got to experience their side of things before I ever got to experience our side of things. And it's pretty much the same thing here and there. It's a lot of cultural experiences as well as military training. So they do a lot of winter survival, and we kind of focus on like basic marksmanship, and the RRF will go through simulated training exercises kind of on the back end of the Norwegian exchange. But a lot of these events include like shooting the M17, or some years they'll go to shoot the 50 cal. They'll ride in some of our vehicles, and they'll also get to experience on the cultural side of things, right? They'll do like an American meal and a Norwegian meal. So each side will come in and bring in different foods from their cultures, and it's a big event, and everybody gets to learn more about each other, have more of like a casual sit down, more of a friendship gathering. And on top of that, everyone kind of lives together, right? So throughout the 3 weeks that you're with these Norwegians, you're getting to know them personally, building friendships, and it's a lot of fun. I think it's really good and very valuable for continuing a strong partnership in the future.
Well, I know one of the big things you talked about, too, is you really like when younger soldiers come over, so you're able to work mm-hmm. with them and kind of help develop their skills, and they can show you a new perspective from their Norwegian side of how they do public affairs.
Absolutely. I knew the last two public affairs specialists that I got to work with were fresh into the Air Force. So they had been in the Norwegian Air Force for about as long as I had been in working at Camp Ripley. So about a few months. So working with that younger generation and being able to show them and give them tips on how I do my job, hopefully continued on so they could use that on their job and become public affairs professionals on their end. And that continues with every MOS that's involved in the exchange.
Yeah, and I know this year we're gonna have an experienced person come over, but we'll also have some young soldiers. So it's gonna be a fun experience for them to kind of see what America's like. Because we don't know if they've been over here before, but it's gonna be a culture shock for sure.
Right. I think one of the funniest things that I see with the Norwegians is that they watch a lot of American movies, and so them coming over and hearing how we talk. One statement I heard from the last public affairs specialist is like, "I feel like I'm in a movie right now. Like I'm in Hollywood because I watch your guys' movies all the time." So I thought that was pretty cool, and a pretty fun experience.
And then Mr. Housey, you've seen this probably event that it, how it's grown over the last however many years you've been here. So what did you think is the biggest takeaway that you've had from the event, or the biggest change that you've seen?
It's adapted in a lot of different ways. Initially it was very military focused on both ends, and now there's experiences in learning about the culture and stuff, and that is balanced pretty well, but it goes back and forth, with the world climate, basically, depending on what our different militaries want and perceive for the future. So it has its ups and downs in a lot of different genres and fields and everything. The best part, I think, especially, from our perspective, is that I always think about the comment, if you're not in the woods and a tree falls, you don't hear it, that whole thing, right? So to not be able to document and tell the story about this program year from year, it is an opportunity for our office to work really diligently about that. And it's not just taking pictures so they can be filed away somewhere. It's really about sharing the different unique experiences of each, the Norwegians and the Americans, the connection that they put together, the friendships that they maintain even over the years after the exchange is over with, and then what the forward outlook is.
No, that's really awesome. And I think, too, we're talking a lot about Norix right now, but we got a lot of great events coming up in 2025. Sarah Newbanks, Mr. Housey, what are some other cool events that you're excited for this year?
I'm really fired up about some of the historical projects that we have coming up. We do a focus right now with the Minnesota Military and Veterans Museum here in Minnesota. They are adapting to a new building and starting the project to build that and the new compound for it right now off base, which will be great for access for the public. But they want to develop some of their exhibits and whatnot. And one of the things that they're offering for us is an environmental classroom tell the story of Camp Ripley proper, and then the coexistence and the impact that the environmental program has had. We have a nationally recognized in and out of the military award-winning environmental team. And when we go to different conferences and different programs throughout the country, it's always the Minnesota environmental program that they try to emulate and they try to talk about.
And I think all the meetings we've been in too with them, they just seem super passionate about the project, and they really want to hear the team's input and really make sure that this is not something that we just do. It's a project that is going to have lasting impact for generations to come. So I think it's something that needs to be done right, and I'm glad we have the team that we have to get that done.
Yeah, certainly. And it is a very cool story. I think a lot of people don't realize that it's not just making sure that oil spills are cleaned up properly. It's things that maintaining the environment and balancing the military training mission along with the environmental stewardship. It's something that we have focused on for quite a while, and we've been very successful at it. The area that Camp Ripley is now, it used to be a clear-cut desert, and they built the military reservation here and a lot of training ranges. Since then, the forests have come back and the animals have come back. And our ability to maintain that while still doing tank gunnery or land navigation or airdrops has been a big thing.
That's awesome. What about you, Sergeant Newbanks?
I'm pretty excited for Snow Crab X. So we're having the United States Navy show up, and they do a lot of their winter training here coming up. Pretty sure that's this month or next month. Kind of around the same time as Norex. But I like to see them go, and they have their Navy divers, and they'll show up, and they do a lot of ice dives, and seeing that as a really cool process and kind of their SOPs and how they'll go underneath the water, under the ice, and they'll be under there for a long time, and it's freezing cold. And so I'm really hoping that the weather, it's probably a bad thing to say for most people. I'm hoping it gets colder, but I really hope that training does really, really well, because it's really cool to see.
You don't want it to get colder. You want more snow. That's what you're really asking for.
I'm cool with either. But for them, I'm assuming they'd probably want to be at least some sort of a frozen lake
okay,
to do that training
that
on.
That makes
right?
sense.
Well, I think each time that they come here, it's an intimidating circumstance for them, because they come from Hawaii, bases in Hawaii, the Florida Keys, and Virginia Beach. And then they come with a 90-degree difference from where they were to where they are. And it's pretty big.
Right, so 60 degrees. They're like, oh, it's so cold. And like, we're out here in T-shirts. And
well, that's not too bad. Well, guys, thanks for joining me for this first segment here. When we come back, we're going to kind of talk about what happened in 2024 here at Camp Ripley. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.